Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
All right, here we go. Episode 2 of the Pauly and Tony Fusco podcast. As always, Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, how you doing?
I'm feeling good. You know, we got a lot of positive feedback. The numbers were huge. I'm feeling very good.
Now, you know, also you got to subscribe. We got to do that. You got to show your loyalty to the show, because obviously we got a lot of momentum going. You know, 2 episodes in, you can see. We're already heading for about 200 here. So anyway, Tony, big show today. Mets coming down with coronavirus. We all saw it coming. But, you know, everybody's got the story all wrong. And we're going to tell you why. And then finally, you know, we got a confession to make. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. We're going to apologize in advance. But, you know, let's get into this because we got a top story.
Top story.
Dak Prescott in the news again because the Cowboys are restructuring Tyron Smith's contract to clear cap space for Dak. You know, to me, that's like saving room in your stomach so you can eat a pile of turd. Tony, your thoughts?
I think this is a huge mistake that they're doing. They made a big mistake in 2016 with Tony Romo letting him go. And guess what? They're making another mistake in 2020. With this Dak Prescott imposter.
Yeah, so just to show you, because, you know, we know a lot of people out there, you know, they think, oh, because we're from Philly and we're Eagles fans, you know, and, you know, we hosted that show in Philly for years that, oh, we're just bagging on Dak Prescott. But that's not true. We're going to show you stats, and you're going to see what quarterback Dak compares to. I'm telling you, you're not going to believe this, and then you're going to believe it. It's a segment we came up with. It's called Blind Resume.
Blind resume.
Okay, Tony, explain how this works.
So basically, in blind resume, I'll give you Dak's numbers, and then you have to guess which other quarterback they are most comparable to. And remember, these are the stats. We're not tweaking these at all. We're giving them to you straight. So we're going to take a look at Dak's stats. Now, a lot of people make the mistake of using Dak's 2019 stats, but you can't do that because, you know, there was COVID-19. That's why they call it COVID-19, is because it started coming out in 2019. So you have to throw those numbers out, and you have to look at the 2017 season, okay? Now, look, he had 22 touchdowns, okay, but then he had 13 interceptions. Not good, Mr. Prescott. And then look at this. Only 208 yards passing per game. Oof. And just to put that into perspective, you know, me and Paulie, we used to have 208 yards when we would play in one quarter in the Pee Wee League.
Easy.
So Paulie, what quarterback has comparable stats to Dak Prescott?
Well, you know, obviously out of the gate, you got to go Mitch Trubisky.
That's a very good guess. But, you know, Mitch Trubisky was actually much better than Mr. Prescott. So, guess again.
Kyle Orton.
Nope, you would be wrong. Kyle Orton actually much better statistically, especially when he was with the Bills.
Interesting. All right, Bruce Gronkowski then.
You know, Gronkowski actually, that's a good guess. He was good down in Tampa. Much better than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Bubby Brista.
Worse.
Mike Tomczak.
Worse.
You know, you got to go Bobby Herbert.
Nope, you were close. You know, Bobby Herbert with the Saints was pretty good. Nope. The blind comparison, that's very accurate. 1999 Browns quarterback Tim Couch, who also threw for 13 interceptions on his way to a 2-12 season.
Makes a lot of sense there.
The numbers don't lie.
The numbers don't. And just to show you, everybody, this works both ways. Because look, let's look at Carson Wentz. Let's do blind resume. I'm going to ask you, Tony. I'm going to throw it right back at you. I looked up his stats. You know, in 2018, which is the year you got to go with for Carson Wentz, he had a completion percentage of 69.6. So I want to ask you, what other quarterback had a season that good? Come on. Let's see.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope. Never had it.
Wow. Okay. Peyton Manning.
Not good enough.
Wow. Joe Montana.
You're close. It's actually Drew Brees, Joe Montana, and Terry Bradshaw combined. Then you get the completion percentage for Carson Wentz. So you see, everybody.
Guys, I know you.
Whoa.
I know you told me not to interrupt, but
yeah, we did.
That segment. What was that?
What was that? Sorry. Who was that?
Sorry, everybody. That's our producer, Jay. New producer interrupted the flow of the show.
We had this problem when we were on at 2 a.m. and we went over to the other network, the mainstream media.
We got to keep moving here. So let's get into a big story out of baseball. And as we said, we all saw this coming. Two of the Mets coming down with coronavirus. Now, a lot of people are going to look at this and say, you know, Mets, shit organization, big fucking mistake. We all saw this, you know. But there's more to the story. And if you look at what the Phillies did, look at what the Phillies did. Who got coronavirus the earliest in Major League Baseball, Tony? Who?
It was the Phillies. And, I got to say, Joe Girardi, kind of a genius.
He's smart because what he's doing is he's thinking ahead. He's saying, let's get the coronavirus now, get sick now, and then we'll be ready for playoff time. Look at another great baseball mind, Don Mattingly with the Marlins. Look at the Marlins. They know they put their heads down and said, we got to get this shit done fast. Let's just all get it. Get sick now when the games really don't count. Those two minds, Joe Girardi, Don Mattingly, smart thinking ahead.
Come September and October, when it's time for those postseason runs, every other team's going to be getting sick. But guess who's not going to be getting sick?
Nope.
It's going to be the Phillies.
Yep.
Phillies and Marlins, because the coronavirus is going to try and get them, but it's going to be just bouncing right off of those antibodies. Nope.
And you know, Tony, what I'm looking at with the MLB standings right now, they got it all wrong. They shouldn't show wins and losses. They should show which teams had the most coronavirus. And that team right now should be in first place. So you're looking at your Marlins, your Cardinals, your Phillies would be right up there. Cardinals, you know, making a strong push at first there. And, you know, then you had a real reflection of how the baseball standings really look here. Got to move on. Got to get in a sponsor read, as they call it in our business. And, you know, talking about business, now that this podcast is blowing up, people listening, big numbers, we got to get in an ad for our own business here. Paulie and Tony's Car Stereo. We've been in business 20 years. Tony, tell them about the promotion we're running right now.
Right now, if you come down in the next week, you can get a free state-of-the-art 12-disc CD changer with the purchase of a subwoofer. Now think about it. You're driving down, it's summertime around your neighborhood. Your subwoofer is just bouncing. All the girls are going to be going crazy. I mean, you're going to go from zero to hero.
Just just imagine what songs you're going to be listening to in that car. You're blasting, you know, LaBouche, Greatest Hits, Be My Lover. Everybody loves that song.
Yeah.
Paulie and Tony's car stereo, 330 Spruce, right behind the Wawa. Just don't park in front of the dumpster. We'll come and get your car. We'll put it in the garage, all right? Just park and honk. Anyway, now look, Tony and I, we were discussing this in our pre-show meeting, right? Didn't know if we should tell you about this, but we have to make a confession. You know, here we go. We actually, we watched an NBA game. I'm ashamed to admit it. We already went to church and we confessed and we apologized for what we have done.
Yeah.
We made a solemn vow not to do it again, but a couple things you should know as our loyal audience. First of all, we only watched the game on Tony's mom's TV. That was one TV. So we didn't give the NBA those huge rating points. They only got 1 point out of us, right, nope. Tony? And number two is, the only reason we watched is because we saw the Blazers beat LeBron in game one. And we thought, we got to watch them fucking kill this guy and put him out. So we had to watch game two. And then, you know, sure enough, Anthony Davis comes and saves LeBron's ass. And I think LeBron had like 1 point in that game. Tony, we were talking about this. I mean, LeBron, he's not even close to a top 10 player anymore. Not even close. Anthony Davis. There's a player, right?
He's a top 10 player on my list, my all-time list for sure.
He spent really a lot of time on this, so we thought we'd do a segment on the show. You don't see this on any other show. So here we go. It's called Top 10.
Top 10.
Okay, here it is, you guys. You ready? It's time for Tony's Top 10 NBA players. Let's take it away. Number one, of course, the doctor makes house calls. Philadelphia legend, Dr. J.
Naturally.
Number two, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. I mean, he's number two, but, you know, he's the GOAT. You can't argue it. Number three, Allen Iverson, the killer crossover. Nobody was stopping that.
Nobody
ever
played the game like him. Nobody.
Nobody.
You gotta have a top three.
You have to. You have to. Number four, Michael Jordan in the late 80s. Think about the slam dunk contest. Nobody had ever seen that before. So
great
1980s, Michael Jordan.
You gotta
in.
Have him twice. You gotta have him twice. He's too big just to have
too
one.
Too good.
Too good.
Number five, the mailman, Karl Malone. And if you really think about it, the only reason he doesn't have two championships is because he had to face Michael Jordan. He was just making house calls on Sundays, and normally they don't do that, but Karl Malone did it. Number six, John Stockton. You probably don't realize also had to face Michael Jordan. Otherwise, he would have had several championships. Great assist man, great player. Number seven, Sean Kemp. Supersonics and NBA Jam legend.
When you think about it, he was the Michael Jordan of the Western Conference. That's who he was.
And then also, remember NBA Jam, when he would get on fire, he couldn't miss.
NBA Jam was a good measure of what was going on then.
Yep. Now coming in number eight on my all-time top 10 NBA players ever, Anthony Davis, the guy who's carrying LeBron now. And, you know, a lot of you might be wondering, how can he be on the all-time list? Think about it. What is an all-time list? You don't just look at what they did in the past. You also have to look at what they did in the future. I expect Anthony Davis to win at least five or six more championships.
You were thinking of putting LaMelo Ball on there because you have to give LaMelo at least eight or nine titles.
LaMelo Ball just missed my list by maybe one or two. I expect him to win several championships. Number nine, Dikembe Mutombo. People forget how good Mutombo was, especially when he was on the Sixers. And finally, rounding out our top 10, another legend, Phoenix Suns legend, Tom Chambers. You know, man, when you saw number 24 stroking from the outside, it was a thing of beauty.
We were there in the 80s. We saw him play. And
he
if you saw it, you'd know that guy was a Hall of Famer. There was a time when they thought he should be the logo.
Also, remember we used to record it on VHS and we would make Tom Chambers highlight tapes all the time.
And they were 50 minutes long. We couldn't We ran out of tape.
You can't get it down below 50 minutes.
No. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you, Tony. You proved the point that LeBron is not a top 10 player. Anyway, time for one final ad here. Just got to get this in quick. This isn't a sponsor of our show, but we thought we'd give this product free pub because we're so impressed by what's going on. Going to do an ad for MyPillow here because, face it, people, if this guy who makes MyPillow is out there figuring out ways to stop the coronavirus, then he sure as fuck needs to know how to make a pillow, right?
With your MyPillow stuffed with oleander, I mean, what better way to sleep is that?
There you go, MyPillow. Now it's time for a new segment on the show. This is when we are going to send a special message, deeply heartfelt, to someone out there who needs to hear something from us. A message well-reasoned, well-thought-out, as always. So here we go. It's time for a new segment on the show called You Stupid Fuck.
You Stupid Fuck.
Today's You Stupid Fuck goes to 76ers head coach Brett Brown. Brett Brown, you have Joel Embiid, you have Bill Simmons, and you have Tobias Harris, and you can't do anything in the fucking playoffs. Brett Brown, you stupid fuck.
You stupid fuck.
Well, this has been You Stupid Fuck, brought to you by Soothing Aloe Vera. If you don't use Soothing Aloe Vera, well, you're a stupid fuck. All right, so now it's time for our final segment. As always, we do corrections where we look back on our last show and we see, hey, is there anything we need to correct? Tony, I don't think we do. What do you think?
No, it was another flawless show as usual. We checked the letters that we got from our fans. The only negative thing that we got was, hey, this was only 15 minutes. Why couldn't you make it 4 hours? So that was the only, you know, we take it to heart. That was the only thing. We're going to work on that.
What? Last show, Tony, you said Travis Casey. It's Kelsey.
See? He plays for the KC Chiefs. Clearly, that was what I meant. His name, Travis
clearly
KC.
What he meant.
And then today, you guys said Bobby Herbert. It's Bobby Hebert.
Oh, well, I got a question for you. What country are we in right now? Is this France? Did I wake up in...
Nope.
Is that the Eiffel Tower over there?
USA. What? USA.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, where are you from? Where are you from?
Palisades Park.
No, you're from Palisades Park, because that's what you're going to call it from now on. What do you know?
It was perfect. He doesn't know.
Tony, good job today. Great.
Thanks,
all around.
You too. Great show. I feel
great
good.
Great show. Good. Want to say, thank you and you're welcome to all you people out there. Remember to subscribe because, you know, that's what you do with podcasts, we've been told. So anyway, we'll be back next week. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.